Welcome to the Grand Connection Podcast, your home for grand growth through collaboration. This is your space to connect, create, and collaborate in a community of heart-centered entrepreneurs and change makers. Hosted by our community, this podcast brings collaboration to life. You will meet members who share their wisdom, offer insights and practical tips, and even interview each other. If you're ready for more clarity, stronger connections, and better results in your business, you are in the right place. Listen in, connect with us, and be part of something grand. Hi there, everybody. It's Susan here again at the Grand Connection Podcast. And this is part two of our mini series with Jessica Koch on collaboration with your team and your VA. Jessica, we had a fabulous discussion last week, which was all about how to work with your VA team, when's the right time to have a VA, how to create a system, how to make wonderful recordings that show them what you want done. It was an amazing episode. And if anybody is thinking about hiring a VA or is wanting to improve how their work gets streamlined with their team, take a listen to the previous episode. So Jessica, for those who are new and just jumping in, let me just do a quick intro. Jessica's a longtime collaborator within the Grand Connection community. She's a sales and marketing strategist, podcast host who helps entrepreneurs scale with automation and collaboration. And of course, she's the founder of Legacy Gratitude Community. So welcome, Jessica, to part
Thank
two.
You.
I'm excited because we're going to talk a little bit more about how to work with your team and create a culture of collaboration. Now, tell me a little bit about how that's working with you inside your company.
You know, I was just going to say, we totally forgot to mention, and maybe it's assumed, that I actually have a VA agency. We have a VA membership program. So yes, you can go find and hire your own. And yes, you can use all these tips to do things even better with the ones you're working with now, if you happen to be. But if you have no one and you want guided through that and you want someone who already has a system, shameless plug, we totally didn't plug last episode. We actually do that. I don't think I even said that.
Well, I could maybe edit something back in.
So, I just was cracking myself up. I'm thinking, yeah, we've been doing this for myself, as I mentioned in the last episode, for a really long time. And it just allows me, as I mentioned in the show before, to be present with my family and have time without feeling like, oh, I should be doing something else in my kayak or painting or just doing whatever brings me joy, and knowing the other things are getting done by the amazing heroes in my life that are part of my team, and they're my virtual assistants. And that whole team is just, they're wonderful people and they're so much smarter than me. That's another huge tip, is always hire people way smarter than you.
Well, it's getting very easy to do that because the world's changing very fast and you cannot keep up. So there's a lot of people learning a lot of new things, and everybody knows something that you come from. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So a question I hear often is, how do I get my VA to care and take ownership?
That's a good one. That is a good question. And I think this question is the same for your referral partners, your affiliate partners, your team and your employees. You know, and even just your community is really, there's a couple of things. Really having a mission and a vision that they can see that is bigger than us, right? That is bigger than ourselves, that we can go after and achieve together. I know that we're talking about the other book a lot, The Four Disciplines of Execution by Sean Covey and Stephen Covey's son, but there's another one that's called Grow by Jim Stengel, and he was the past global marketing executive of Procter & Gamble, and I actually spoke with him, reached out on LinkedIn because I had listened to his book so many times, and it's so inspiring to hear. It's about a study he did with some of the top companies in the world and what made them so, and it was a lot around, I know, you know, when it's just us and we're sitting, if we just have a small team, you know, we're thinking, oh, we can't compete with the big companies of the world. But it really was about wrapping around the mission and the vision and incorporating that in everyday work and what you're doing. And so when you meet with your team, even if it's a, you know, your three VAs, you know, maybe you have your three virtual assistants and
or even one.
Yeah. Well, one, but I highly recommend three. If you have one, add two. Get them just to do based on project. You know, you don't have to feel like you need a lot of revenue to support that. And get them excited from different, find out what, so say, okay, this is the one big goal we have for the month, and here's what we want to achieve. And, or say, these are the top three things we could focus on this month. And here is the end, what we really want to achieve, which if we, to get to this over here, of these three, what do you guys think that we should work on and do in order to reach this big one over here by the end of the month? You know, what of these three things that we could focus on do you feel excited about? And you can do a number of things. You can then individually, each person could take the one that they were excited about, or you could assign the whole pod, the whole team, to one that you guys choose together, right? And then decide what you want the actual, you know, like any goal together has to have this formula of we want to achieve X, we want to move from X to Y, right? You know, so we want, you know, this many either more clicks on our free gift to equal this many more new leads in our system, or this many more people to register for our event, and this many more people to actually attend live, or whatever your goal is for the month by whatever date. So by, you know, by the end of the month, or by, you know, so you need a date to be in there so that you're guiding it. And then you want to have a daily or weekly. And I'm a really big fan of, it's somebody's job every day to post, here's where we started as a team this morning, and at the end of the day, here's where we ended on this goal. And you're also going to decide what actions, what actual tasks will lead to the growth of that result. So if it's getting more people to come to your event, to your monthly networking event, let's use that one because a lot of people have something going on once a month at least, then you decide to brainstorm together in this meeting. What are the lists of activities that we as a team could do that would lead to growth to that? And maybe it's someone decides to mention or brainstorm, hey, we could start publishing and posting something about it on Substack. Or, hey, I just found out that there are, and this is a true thing, there are community-based websites in a community near you. And at least in the United States, where, for example, my tri-county area, the three counties that are closest to me where I live in Maryland, have a website, southernmaryland.net and thebaynet.net are the big ones. And it's where the community goes to see where the, you know, local concerts are going to be, where the whatever's happening and what the local news is and all that jazz. Well, they have an events calendar, and it's actually free to put your event, even a virtual event, up on that calendar. And you can often, for I think it's like $250, they'll even email their entire email list. They'll push you on their Facebook. But, you know, so there's different advertising opportunities too, but it's really affordable. And so that's another brainstorm idea maybe. And, you know, so anyway, you go through these different brainstorm ideas, and then you decide who's going to do what and how many per day. And you keep a running board of success. So there is, even if that's just in a group text post every day, we started at this, we ended this as a team, so-and-so committed to this many per day, achieved it. So-and-so committed, achieved, you know, and everybody's in that, and everyone's seeing who missed it and who didn't. And the person who missed it has to say, I only had to send 5 of the 10 today, but tomorrow I'm going to send 15. And you keep them on the mark moving forward on these predetermined. And they got, after you brainstorm, you let people pick the ones they think they'll be good at, right? Okay, of these, I think these are probably the top three that, as the leader of the company, I think will be most successful at us. Who feels the strongest about doing this task, or this task? And they will then raise their hand and often assign themselves. So you want to get them really involved. And then I also believe in profit sharing. The other book that talks about this and has a great story about it is by Mark Allen of The Millionaire Course. And he owns a huge publishing firm, another guy I actually spoke to. And so based on results, so they get their hourly rate for doing their task, but they have an affiliate link tied to that achievement. And if any revenue comes from that action, so someone shows up at the event and then they buy a product or an online course or a ticket or a membership, that VA gets an ongoing commission from it. Now, it's lower than the commission I offer my outside affiliates because I'm also paying them hourly to do the task. So you make it a good business decision for you and for them. And it's exciting. And you say, who's winning that? You know, you put it in the community because this is exciting. And if you're struggling when you meet weekly to review this, if someone in the group is struggling, everyone asks, how can we support you? What can we do as a team to help you reach the goals you're trying to reach? And what can we do? Do you want to try a different task? Can we offer you some other support? Do we need some different language? Maybe the graphics aren't right. Or should we try posting a different place? You know, we brainstorm how we can support the team member without bashing them for not achieving the goal, but for encouraging them and letting them know we're all here to achieve the same thing. And we remind ourselves at the end of that meeting, that very short meeting once a week, that because we're on a mission to do this bigger thing, you know, so it is great as a company we reach this, but let's keep our eye on the star at the top of the mountain that we're after, for not just us, but to make a difference in the world in some way, and whatever that is for you and your company. And that is a huge, huge magic behind this book that I've been this audio book I've been listening to that I really enjoy.
Oh, this is the new one, The Four Disciplines of Execution. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the title of it for everybody, The Four Disciplines of Execution. And I think I hear, when I've been Googling it, it's like 4DE. That's how they comes out. That's the acronym that comes for it. Achieving your wildly important goals. And it's Chris McChesney, Sean Covey, and Jim Huling are the authors.
This is why I only remembered Sean Covey, because God love him, the other two authors' names are not easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yeah. But anyways, I said them, so they're there. We did it for all three authors.
That's
even
right.
Fair on it. And just to let everyone know, we paused the video, the recording, to go get the names of the authors. So we are here for you. So this is an interesting book. Why are you loving listening to it right now?
Well, I'm listening to it, and it's okay. I'll give a couple of caveats, though. It's a great audio listen, but it's they explain things a little more technical, and they approach it from, you're in a corporation of 100 or 500 or 1,000 people, and they're breaking people into teams, and they're trying to get everybody all on the same page and motivate all these different facets and parts and make it all work together to the one big mission and yada, yada. But immediately as I was listening, my brain, I heard, I could get together with the affiliates and the people who are referral partners for me who really love me. And we could do a form of this. And I can now take the things I was already doing with my VA team and, add these pieces to it to amplify them. So when I described what I just shared with you, that's really my adaptation and third grade level explanation of what they're talking about in the book. So they are a little bit tech heavy, and they're a little bit more, they sound like, this is for a company that has this big thing. Don't think about that way. One of the teachers I always listen to often says, and I've heard this from many teachers, you know, how does this apply to me? Like, so as you're listening to it or reading it, think about, how could this apply to my direct world and my big goals? Because we really can't achieve really big things alone. I don't think ever. I don't know about you, but one of my old favorite shows used to be, I can't even remember the name of it, but they would come in and, like, over the course of a week or something, completely remodel a house. Like, and the whole community would come in and get together, and they would have, you know, carpenters and electricians and volunteers that were managing the food and feeding all the volunteers, and all these things happened. And bam, the family would come back and some needing, family that really deserved it or went through something traumatic and the community loved them. And they would move that bus and then there'd be this big reveal of this amazing house. I don't even think
they called the big reveal, maybe.
No, it wasn't. But it was really popular for a while. And it was years ago, but it was exciting. And it was just all the moving pieces. And you think, you just can't, and they have lots of shows like that, like Clean House and like all these other shows where they would pull everything out of one bedroom and put it in the yard. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, if we pulled everything out, that'd be it. That'd be all we'd have the energy for. Everything would just be in the yard. We'd be done because that's all my family can manage. But then they would paint.
You have a big family.
They would paint, recarpet, and then only bring back in the stuff that was supposed to be in the space and donate and yard sale the rest and all these things. You know, it takes a whole team to get that done, you know? But you could have a team, too. And even on these kinds of big projects, think about college students and high school students in your community that need something to do, have it be the yard sale is going to be for a charity. So then the high school student could come and get actually community service from their high school and helping you do your big yard sale. And then all the money could go to a cause or, you know, just donate everything, whatever you want to do. It can be done with help. You know, you have a lifeline. You just have the muscle you have to exercise is the ability to ask for help. And let the team, once you get everything set up and the parameters, let the team run it. So if you have three VAs, assign them to take turns leading that once a week meeting. And you listen and you nod and you encourage them. You know, don't, and that's my own idea. That's not in the book, but don't take over. Make sure that it follows an agenda and they have an agenda and a format and, you know, still be the leader. But don't get in the way of them getting it all done so that you really are freeing yourselves and you don't have to.
You know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get someone to do that, lead the meeting. It's a skill building for them. And then they're taking more ownership. And one of the things I was talking to you before we got on the podcast is I'm struggling to have my team take responsibility. I feel like, you know, if something goes wrong, it's always my responsibility. They're task oriented. They do great work and they're getting the task. But I'm the one that if something's wrong, I'm the one staying up till midnight making it happen. And I need to get more processes in for doing checks and maybe having people buddy up to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah, we do that. So we always have three team members in every one of our client projects. And so when a certain person is assigned to maybe work on the social media spreadsheet to push it in front of the client for approval, they first have to send it to one of the teammates. They review it, look for spelling errors, look for just different things or make comments because they were in the last meeting too with the client. And then it gets to get sent to the client for approval.
And checking the links, like, yeah, you know, how many times do you get an email?
Yeah, testing all the things.
And some link is wrong in somebody else's email you've seen lots of times and it's because somebody hadn't tested it.
Well, and the other thing that fascinated me is someone said to me, oh, how do you get the team to be so proactive? Well, it's a rule and a system, right? So for example, if you're one of our clients and you have a weekly team meeting, it's our team's job 2 days prior to that meeting to in the team group chat with the client in our tool that we use to message them and say, hey, we're just confirming the upcoming meeting, blah, blah, so that the client's not reaching out to go, hey, I'm just confirming, we're all going, you know, it's there, you know, so it always looks like we're proactive, but it's just set in the rules. It's 2 days prior to your team meeting. This is the message you send and this is the thing you do. And, you know, and then if a client assigns a project in that team meeting, and they say, oh, I'd really like to have every Friday, I want to receive my social media spreadsheet so that I can approve the weeks or the next months or whatever it is. So we've discussed it as a team that if the client wants it Friday, then it gets sent to them Thursday. So our deadline is Thursday. The client's deadline was Friday. So then the client gets an email that says, oh, by the way, you know, the information is ready. And they get that sent on Thursday instead of Friday. And so then the client always thinks, wow, the team is always on it and ahead of it. But yes, and that's the system we have. If you give me a deadline, we know the deadline for us is the day before. And so we're there to impress and support you and make you feel, whew, that's done. Or, oh gosh, I'm glad they had it done a day ahead. I have all these changes there. They misunderstood, or I forgot to tell them this and give them this. And so now all this is not right and we got to change it all. We don't have to rush because we have a whole day cushioned into.
And I find that most projects take longer than you think. So by having an extra couple days, you need it. So I always, if I have my final deadline in my calendar, I put like these are for bigger web projects. I'll put a week earlier and I'll tell my programming team it's 2 weeks earlier. Like then we're extending it or whatever. But we usually meet the real deadline, but mm-hmm. I have the artificial deadline way earlier because I
know. Yes.
Based on 20 years of doing this, it never gets done on time unless you put it into the system.
And in the system, communications like that too. You get a signal message in the team chat. You get an email. You get a LinkedIn message. So we've reached out to you three different ways. And if you didn't see it or technology didn't get it to you, we've got our bums covered.
Yeah. Yeah, so that you did. Because you're waiting on
it.
Yeah.
We sent it to you three ways, and we reminded you. We've covered our bum.
So I want to just circle back to 4DX, four disciplines of execution. For those who haven't looked at it yet, it's a simple framework for helping teams actually follow through on goals, even when things get busy. And it has, the first is the focus on the WIG, which stands for wildly important goals. You will remember that. One clear goal the team is aiming for. You've already talked about this and you're doing this. And this is something, you know, you can do in a small business easily. Yeah. Two is act on lead measures. These are a few weekly actions that directly drive the goal. Not everything, just what matters most. You've already said that you do this too. So, you know, Jessica, you're following through on all this and you've been doing it for a while. So a lot of this you're reading and you're going, oh, This is something I've already done, and you get a few new ideas, right?
Yes, it inspired me for some new ideas to make it even better, yes.
So three is keep a clear scoreboard. The team can see progress at a glance. If it is hard to read, it will not be used. So you do that are you using Slack? Is that what you're using?
So the scoreboard is something new we're adding, and they've had affiliate links and things like that for a long time, but we've never, like, in a group setting, in a scoreboard manner, kept track of who. And so that is something new I'm implementing, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm going to be, and I've seen that as an example with some of the affiliate programs and things I've been in, you know, or even some of the summits I've been involved in, the leaderboard and all of that. And it really does motivate you to say, oh, I'm number two. How is that happening? No. I need to be number one. What can my team do to get me to number one? And so I actually have sent that message. Was that I've been the top leaderboard at a lot of events. You can ask people. It's a true story. I've won prizes and stuff because my team is so good to me and it has nothing to do with my greatness. It's theirs.
You know, I love leaderboards. It's funny. I'm in marketing and I know the science behind it all, but I still enjoy it. Like I have this leaderboard for skiing. I did. I was top of the leaderboard this morning, Jessica. I was so excited. I sent a picture to my family.
See, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So why aren't we doing that inside our company with our referral partners, our collaborators, our virtual assistants and our employees and team? I mean, this is in our communities. Leaderboards are fun. We want to win and we want to see each other win and we want to celebrate with each other. And it's very motivating and it does help us all, again, stay true to that one goal, one mission, one vision. That's especially if it's bigger than us. You know, I mean, you always want to make it so that, okay, when we achieve this, this other great thing maybe is going to happen. So if you're doing it with, say, your affiliates or referral partners or clients, then you can say the winner of this leaderboard, when I achieve XY goal with the help of my referral partners and affiliates, we're going to add to a wheel everybody's favorite cause and we're going to spin it and I'm going to send XY dollars or whatever based on the you know, a percentage of this achievement to that, or to the winner. We don't even have to spin the wheel, to the winner of the leaderboard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it doesn't need a spin, but yeah, they had some of the events I've been at do the spinning wheel based on certain numbers of, like, yeah. You have them group by things and there's so many people, yeah, at the same level, it gets more of the, you know, maybe 10 or 20 down on the leaderboard to participate.
Yeah.
The top three will get a prize, right? And then the spins for the prize and you get a lot of engagement around that. It's a lot of fun. And one of the things I'll add in here related to leaderboards is that's where you start to watch and see who are the people who do love collaboration and who participate and are engaged in the programs that they're participating in.
But don't give up on people, because someone could be at the bottom of the leaderboard, and that's because it was timing based on what was happening in their, what they call in the book, their whirlwind, their life, what's going on. So reaching out and encouraging those people still and keeping, you know, a gentle relationship with them is still really important, because those underdogs, those people that you thought, oh, this person's just not engaging, maybe they don't like me, maybe they don't really care about this, they will then suddenly surprise you, because we're so often wrong, because it's, you know, we just have to look in the mirror and go, you know, it's just not all about you. Yeah. they actually have a life and they're a person that sometimes thinking about you. They're not thinking about me.
They think about me all the time. No.
Going on.
Everybody's thinking about themselves. And exactly. It's great when you get buy-in and you all start thinking about the same goal. That's really lovely. And that's the goal of this, is the collaboration. And what we're talking about today is to get your team, your VAs, or even the teams that you work with in your affiliates and your ambassadors, them to be motivated and inspired by what you are working towards, that they want to be part of it. And it's that.
Yeah, and helping get into whatever it is they're trying to achieve, to be a part of what aligned with what you're a part with, what your main goal is, because that is how you pull in the people who aren't, you know, necessarily on your payroll, right? Who you're not paying directly. That's how you have to find out what matters to them. It also helps to find out what matters to them and your team, even when you're paying them hourly or commissions or whatever. Find out what matters to them and how does that connect? That's the piece that they didn't necessarily talk about in the book, but I'm telling you, I know is a huge factor. Find a way to find out what matters to them and how do I connect it to what matters to me too, and how we can go together and win together on that. That's a big piece of it.
Yeah, no, definitely what matters to them. And that's what this episode is about, like finding the why, right? What's going to matter to everybody that you're moving towards it.
Mm-hmm.
So last question here, you know, what helps your VA stay engaged and committed long-term?
I think what really matters is when I genuinely, it's not any of this other stuff. It is when something's going on with their kid, their mom, their family, and in their life, and they make a mistake and I have their back, or I let them know it's all right. You know, it's all going to be okay. We're here. We'll cover it. We'll cover you. We've got you. We're here for you when you're ready. I've had people who had bad, you know, health conditions that had to pause for a while as a VA and then came back when they were better and we still had a place for them and we still welcome them back. And it's when you genuinely care about what's really happening. You see them and value them and appreciate them and are grateful for them and are kind to them and give them grace. That's what keeps them people in your world, I think, more than any of all of the rest of this.
That's very powerful. And it's what you're all about, legacy.
Yeah.
You know, you're creating legacy within your team. You're caring about what matters to them. And they're showing it by showing up and supporting you in your vision. It's lovely. Jessica, this has been a valuable conversation. I hope everybody listening has gotten some new, fresh ideas. Definitely a couple of new books that they got to add to their Audible or their stand by their bed, which for mine just piles up. Audible's the way to go for me. And for anyone listening who wants to continue the conversation, again, how do they get in touch with you?
Jessica at Jessica L, like Lynn, Koch.com, KOCH. I'm also very easy to find on LinkedIn and lots of the social media channels, YouTube and all that jazz, even Pinterest. And also we're starting a new site that'll be launching soon. That's legacygratitude.info. Long-term community. So long after the summit's over, that's a permanent site we own that we're building that will launch. So, and you'll be able to find that site from our website too. All the sites will be connected.
Thank you again, Jessica, for sharing your wisdom, your experience, and your heart, as always. This conversation really brings to life what collaboration looks like inside a business, not just outside of it. We're so grateful for the work you do and the way you support entrepreneurs in building teams that truly work together. As I wrap up today, I want to leave you with this reflection. Collaboration does not start with hiring help. It starts with clarity. It grows through trust, and it works when we take ownership together. When you connect with your team as humans, create clarity through simple systems, and collaborate with shared ownership, your business stops feeling heavy and starts moving forward. If this conversation sparks something for you, especially around working with VAs or building a team that truly supports your vision, we invite you to take the next step with us. Inside the Grand Connection, this is what we practice every day. Not hustle, not control, but collaboration that feels human, clear, and sustainable. You can grab your guest pass and experience our community firsthand at grandconnection.ca, join a grand mixer, sit in a grand group, meet Jessica, or explore how collaboration can live inside your business, not just outside of it. And if you want to support building or strengthening your VA collaboration, be sure to connect with Jessica as well. Her work is a beautiful example of what is possible when clarity and collaboration come together. Thank you for being part of this conversation and for being part of something grand.
That was fun.
Thank you for joining us on the Grand Connection podcast, where we achieve grand growth through collaboration together. If this episode sparked something for you, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend looking for a community to support their growth. Before we sign off, today is a grand day to reach out to someone in your own network and reconnect. You never know where one conversation can lead. Until next time, let's connect, create, collaborate.